And we're joined in studio by two people, part of the Bowl Full of Breakfast. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you want to introduce yourselves?
My name is Rena Keenan-Bueller. I work as the Food and Logistics Coordinator for the Student Nutrition Program of the Canadian Red Cross.
And I'm Maggie Vaughn, and I'm a Community Development Coordinator with the Student Nutrition Program at the Canadian Red Cross.
You have very long titles.
How do you remember? I'm Rena. She's Maggie.
Okay, so tomorrow is kind of the final day of something that's been going on all week, and it's the community aspect of this.
Absolutely.
So what is the Bowl Full of Breakfast?
It's the community's chance to get involved in student nutrition programming by donating a box of healthy whole grain cereal.
So Count Chocula doesn't count.
Right. No Count Chocula, but yes to Cheerios, yes to Shreddies, yes to anything that has whole grain or bran as the first ingredient. And we're going to be at independent grocers.
At what time?
We get started at 9 a.m.
And so how long have you been doing this? Is it a new thing?
The Bowl Full of Breakfast, is this the third year, Rena?
Yeah.
This is the third year for the Bowl Full of Breakfast.
So is there any numbers from like the past that you can kind of aim for that you're hoping to get to?
We started out pretty small with this idea 3 years ago, and I think we had 16 boxes of cereal come in, which is still a boon to a student nutrition program. And we've grown from there. We've doubled and tripled. And so we're with adding this community day, we're really hoping that we're going to bust into some totally new numbers and maybe approach 200, 250
Hundreds of boxes.
Hundreds.
There you go.
We'll take them.
Yeah. Now, so where do these get distributed out to exactly? Like, are they through the schools? Do people, apply to get help in the mornings?
Yeah. So we oversee breakfast programs in about 90 schools across our region. And so these boxes of cereal will be distributed among those schools.
Are they mostly elementary or high schools as well?
No, all levels of school. So elementary, middle school, and high school.
So is there anything else people should know about this if they're coming out to donate? Can they donate money or is it only boxes? Do you have a...
We will definitely take financial donations as well. Yeah, on site.
And it doesn't matter the amount. Hey, you want to drop in a dollar? Give me a dollar.
We will take spare change, but we can also issue charitable receipts for donations of $10 or more. And if people have kids at a particular school or grandmas and grandpas want to support a particular school with a student nutrition program, we can designate donations for that particular school.
Oh, cool. Is there anything else that you want to share on the program, on the day, on the event?
Well, we're just really excited to be able to have a little bit of a breakfast with you and show you what a breakfast looks like. A typical breakfast might be in a local elementary school. So we have three food groups this morning.
And those three food groups make such a difference to students across our region. Expecting children to meet academic and behavioral expectations on empty tummies, it's kind of ridiculous.
I will tell you, most of the time I don't eat breakfast in the morning and my wife gets very angry with me. And the mornings that I do eat breakfast, big difference.
Yeah.
We
children
all feel
that difference too, for sure.
That's right.
So now what have you brought in this morning?
We have a healthy whole grain cereal. We have Quaker oatmeal, bananas, and yogurt.
I will say, I do have a box of oatmeal here, but we have run out of water in our big water cooler that gives us hot water. So I haven't had in the last, but I do have oatmeal here. I have had some this week.
Right on.
We'll fill you up this morning. Thanks for having us today.
No problem. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.